Here we are. Dean, how are you?
I am extremely well. Thank you very much, Charlie. Thank you for asking.
I'm very emotional.
It is an emotional show today. It is an emotional show.
And? Tell them.
Why not?
I'll wait for the music because the music is a big part of emotion.
Here we go.
This is our last Bayside Adventures ever.
It is too.
We are moving on to other things.
Greener pastures.
As they say.
Yes.
And it's so sad.
It is.
Of people
it's been a good ride, hasn't it, Chuck?
It's been fun.
We started this over 12 months ago.
Yeah.
In this kind of weather. Trying to make a boat show on a Saturday. Trying to make an adventure show on a Saturday morning.
So we'll blame the weather because that's...
But hang on, let's just go down memory lane while we're doing this, right?
Mitch, you got any stuff there for memory lane yet? No.
I wish we did, yeah.
I mean, so we started off, it's funny that we end with the crew that we started with.
We did. Yeah. It's come full circle.
It was the three of us.
Let me see the page.
The first show we did was, I reckon, over 12 months ago now.
Easy.
More than that.
Yeah, 18 months ago.
And
that was
on a Saturday morning.
And bright
we
and
were
early.
We were in here before 6 o'clock.
Six hours to
kick off for a 2-hour show. And mate, we've come a long way since then.
We didn't know how to use the phones.
We didn't.
That very first show went to the mobile phone, passing it around on the
speaker.
That's right.
and here we are, 12 months later, and we're talking about our last show.
It's 18 months, easy. But anyway, that's just the way it goes, and it's just too difficult for us to continue.
It is. Well, let's be honest to our listeners because they deserve that. I have moved on.
Yeah.
I was working with the Bayside Automotive Group and I have moved on, and unfortunately the company that I've moved on with...
It's in St Kilda, isn't it?
I can say where it is. It's in Brighton.
Right.
They are not part of the station, and Bayside continues to be, and I wish them all the best, and there's a conflict of interest, so we have to let the show go. And that's
so big show tonight.
It is, big show.
Big show coming up for the last one, and a kick-off, news. All right, what's news?
This is, Mitch, has anything changed since the first show?
I don't think so. No. Straight up.
Let's get serious now.
What are we doing?
Do you know, I remember we came in here and remember on the first show we came in here and we were asked about what we're going to do for the show. And
just explain what actually happened there.
Well, we came in and we were asked what was our run sheet. What were we going to do? Yeah. You know, how are we going to do it for commercials and this and that? And we kind of... Chuck and I looked at each other and said, "We don't run a run
That's
sheet.
Right. Yeah.
We just wing it." And they you kind of looked at us a little bit, what's going on? What do you mean you kind of wing it? And we kind of wing it. And 18 months later, we're still winging it, aren't we? When I asked Chuck, "So what's on?" and he goes, "News." And he goes, "So what's news?" That's the truth.
That's the news.
Okay, so kicking off. Serious stuff now. Let's get
serious stuff, okay, because you've always got some stuff.
Now, again, a 60-year-old woman being killed by a great white shark.
Yeah. Is it a great white shark?
Yeah, it was definitely a great white. It was huge, apparently. And there were actually some eyewitnesses to see how big it was. And they're all saying around 5 to 6, everything 6 metres. But I don't know, it was big enough anyway. Pretty horrific. In New South Wales, I think it was.
And when did that happen, Chuck? I'm sitting here. I haven't even heard about this one.
Well, there was a surfer, unfortunately.
I heard about the surfer.
That was what we talked about last week. Yeah. And during the week, there was a lady that was killed while scuba diving this time.
Taken by a great white.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual for a great white to take a scuba diver.
This is starting to ring a bell. Is this in Perth?
Sorry, it is Perth, not New South Wales.
And they're starting to call for the culling of sharks over there.
Yes.
Right, yes, I have heard
about
this.
Okay, so twofold here for me. Yep. This is our opinion and my opinion.
Your opinion.
You know, if I believe that an animal takes a human's life, then they should be put down. That's just how I've just been brought up by that. Eye for an eye, all that. 60, nearly 60, baby boomer. That's just how we are.
Yep.
But I don't believe in culling. I think culling's a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. So what do we do?
So how do we bring the numbers under control?
Look, I reckon what can be done is we need to tag them. So electronically tagging, I'm talking about. Can you imagine a situation where you're going for a swim or you're going down the beach for a surf or a dive or whatever, you get onto the internet and there's this special station there dedicated to all these tagged sharks. And there's a warning put out if that shark is in your area.
Right.
You're not going to get in the water, are you? You'd be stupid to get in the
Some
water.
Some people would, but I reckon.
Let's face it, you're not going to get in the water.
Yep.
At least you're getting a warning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way to go. Now, that's probably easier said than done because you've got days there where people are out there and they're not looking at their computer all the time. But at least it's something rather than culling.
Mm.
But I do believe in the Perth government doing what I would do. And, you know, it's killed a human being and they've gone for that shark, as long as it is that shark. That's that's another argument there. How do you know it's that shark? Well, we just got to trust them, don't we? But it's a tough one.
I have to say, listening to what you're saying, I'm struggling to work, see how that would work, Chuck. It kind of makes sense to me, but then there's a lot of people out there that don't use computers, and that would be and the reality of it is we try and promote a world where we don't live and we are not driven and our lives and our lives are not guided by these stupid machines.
Yeah, but they are. Let's face it, they have for and
it's nice to go back to nature. We try and promote going back to nature. And
go back to nature.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. I don't know how they're going to win this one because the numbers are growing.
The
numbers are growing. And these animals are now starting to they're starting to feed on humans. You know what I mean? There's more and more.
That's the next question, dude.
They're evolving, Chuck. Yeah, that's what the next they're doing.
Question. Should we stop saying they're endangered and open it up that you can catch them?
You might have to, mate. It might have to be the way that it goes. I don't know what the answer is.
But isn't that culling in a way?
It is. It is. Mm. But it's sports culling.
Yeah, it's different.
But, you know, Chuck, I don't know what the answer is. All I know is that I would hate to get in the water and be attacked by one of those things. And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm was watching the Today Show this morning and they were at my football club, the Cronulla Sharks, playing the North Queensland Cowboys, and they were interviewing Jonathan Thurston, who they reckon is the next immortal, right? And he was on a beach in Townsville and they were talking about the game and what's going on, and they were talking about the city, Townsville, and I kid you not, Chuck, he was standing on the sand, right, and out of nowhere behind him a fin appeared.
Wow.
And it was full on.
I didn't see that.
It was a full on shark swimming behind him, right, like 10 meters away from him. Do you know what I mean? And what about that surfer?
Yeah.
That surfer who was on that wave, and behind him there's a breaching white.
Saw that.
Do you know what I mean?
So they are definitely getting thicker. There's no doubt about it.
You know, I don't know, Chuck. You know, what do you do?
You know, a lot of people, I really get offended too. A lot of people say don't get in the water, but we want to get in the water.
100%.
It's what we do.
Oh, it's there. Would we kill them if they come on land? You know what I mean?
That's a stupid thing to say. Imagine not getting in the water anymore. The water's beautiful. Mate, imagine not going on the Barrier Reef, for example.
Swimming pool people would be loving this
now. So you can't use that as an argument.
Swimming pool sales have increased?
The thing is, statistically, I saw some stats on it about 3 years ago that if you want to sell your house, apparently it's a lot harder to sell your house. Well, let's talk to Jay about that later. He's coming on.
Yep.
It's a lot harder to sell your house when you've got a swimming pool. I would have thought it'd be the opposite way.
Yeah, it depends who you're selling it to, I'd say.
If you've got kids, maybe it's better, you know?
Better, yeah.
But then you're sort of, again, you're putting... But getting back to the great whites, it's one of those things where we should be able to control them. That's the thing. We should be able to control them. Whether it's bringing the fishing back.
Yep.
Where if you hook into one, you keep it or whatever. I don't believe in culling. Forget culling.
You're damned if you're doing. You're damned.
Culling's
if you're
just
doing,
because you're just killing so many other things.
Yep.
I'll tell you what I saw actually talking about that is the sea shepherd.
Yep.
Getting on the bandwagon about killing the shark.
Yep.
They were going off their heads. I don't think
that's going off their heads as though, why did you do it, or
why are you killing the shark? So everybody's entitled to their opinion.
That's what I'm saying. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, Chuck. I mean, you know, if if one human killed another human, yeah, you wouldn't kill him, but you'd punish him for it, right?
Well, it depends where you are.
Yeah, what do you do to punish a shark? What do? You put it in a jail? Do you put it in an aquarium? Let's,
mate, come on. Let's look at it from another point of view. What happens when a dog bites someone?
Yeah, they put it down.
There you go. And that's just biting.
You have to. I think the time has come where all these people who keep jumping up and down about these things that are happening to these sharks for doing what they're doing, or these animals for doing what they're doing, to start realising that the humans are the dominant race.
Of course they are. But we've got to remember too, there's, like I said, twofold here, right? Mm. There's the shark that actually kills,
yeah,
and then the culling.
Yeah.
The culling, you know, when we saw all those protesters and all that, I agree with them. You just don't go out there and kill anything. You know when they had that cull in Perth? I don't know exact numbers, but there was a lot of different hammerheads, tiger sharks, bronzes. You know they didn't kill one great white?
Yeah, well.
Right? When that surfer got attacked, they were there pretty much straight away, and they put out the drums, and they caught a great white. It was around 4 to 5 metres. It has to be it, you would think, you know. So you got the logic has to come in there somewhere, you know. Humans first. You're spot on, mate.
We have to make that call, man.
Yeah, so anyway, it's interesting stuff. Well, we'll come back with more. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and get Martin a compass.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to leave the show
with
him not knowing where we're going.
Now, I think, seeing as it is our last show, I think we do have to remember another person. Mm-hmm. Young Clint.
Yeah.
Who makes all those commercials. And we got to thank Clint for the time that he spent with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was inaugural.
We'll talk about all the different people.
An inaugural part of our show while it was going through its growing period.
Now, one bloke that's been with us pretty much from day one as well is Dallas.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, now, before we get into what we need to get into, I specifically didn't want to tell you because I wanted to save it when we're on air, is that this is our last show.
Oh, really?
We're moving on. Dean's got some commitments, so he can't do the radio anymore. So I'll just let you know, thank you very much for all your support. And we'll continue on, obviously, working through our TV shows, whether it be Riveter Reef or Savage Seas Adventures. So just to let all the viewers know that we really appreciate your support, mate.
Thanks, Charlie. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk with you guys. It's been really, really terrific. And, VR Fishers, thank you. And great show. Hopefully there'll be other things in the future.
Yeah. That's
blame Dean. That'd be right. Well, that's the easy way out.
Nicking off. Now
I am Dale.
I'm getting. I was getting my haircut today at my local barber down at Rye.
You?
Yeah. So it's just look.
Wouldn't you have clippers at home and just cut it yourself?
That's just ready for the boat show, mate. And
what have you done?
Yeah, I was sitting there reading the papers, and I got to the Weekly Times, and I saw your name. Have you seen that article?
I have, yes. I was on ABC Radio yesterday talking about it.
Now, I tell you what,
we talked about it on the show, I think, last week as well.
Yeah, no, you've mentioned it on our show a couple of times. Some guys might go, what a joke, they're not going to do that. But, hey, we've got to be careful, don't we?
We do. Look, it's not going to get up. It'll get rejected and it'll get the treatment that it totally deserves. But at the same time, it is a reminder that there are groups out there that, for whatever reason, misinformed, obviously. They don't like fishing and it's just nonsense, but it's disappointing. We're all busy. We've got to sort of waste our time on some of this stuff, defending recreational fishing when it doesn't need to be done. But I'm down at Port Fairy, actually, as we speak. I'm standing just next to the boat ramp, and it's pretty cold out here.
It's cold everywhere, mate. Now, just for the listeners, before we forget that, that's basically someone is trying to stop recreational fishing.
Yeah, we don't know who it is.
That's stupid.
I believe it's a conservation group or a green group.
You know, that really annoys me.
An extreme group trying to close down recreational fishing, and, I've spoken about it before. I don't really want to give it any more oxygen because it'll get the treatment that it deserves.
It will. And Charlie, I don't think it deserves any more oxygen, boy, so let's move on.
So what are you doing at Port Fairy? What are you doing there?
Yeah, well, we've been running a leadership course with South Australia, with Tasmania, New South Wales, and obviously Victoria.
I knew that, Dale, because
the next generation of recreational fishing leaders who can step up and look after recreational fishing in the years ahead. So it's been a great course.
I knew that, Dell.
Dell,
let me finish. I knew that because I was listening to you last week. You told us you were going to Port Ferry with these people, didn't you?
We did, yeah.
There you go. Uh-huh. Chuck doesn't listen.
Oh, sorry. I can't remember that bit. I apologise and I'll make it up next week. No, I can't.
It's been fantastic. They've had presentations from commercial pippy fishers down here. They've had presentations from the Nature Conservancy, presentations from Fisheries Victoria, New South Wales Fisheries, Murray Cod. We've covered a whole heap of topics from compliance to science. And the young leaders that are here are just a fantastic group of people, and they're going to help look after recreational fishing in the next 10 to 15 years. It's just really good.
Are you going to take them for a feed at that restaurant there right on the wharf?
Well, we've been actually eating pretty well, I've got to say. There's some fresh ling that's been coming in off the boat.
Yeah.
And also some fresh snapper. So we haven't been down at the wharf, but... they also took on what's called a stump rump, which is 900 grams of bump steak at the Stump Hotel.
Oh,
and
that's black
some
belt.
Of the young leaders they can eat.
Very good.
I saw the minister making an announcement and jumping up and down about spending, I can't remember how many million, for Warrnambool.
Yep.
So what's the go with the ramp? I looked down the specifications on what's going to happen, and I couldn't see anything about the boat ramp there.
Yeah, the ramp is, I guess, it's an issue where the council is divided. It's really a council matter. And whereas with the other announcement, the council was not divided on it. So but we're going to continue to work with the council and get our message across because, as we all know, the tuna fishery, which is worth many millions of dollars,
it's just
all that income,
it's
bypassing Warrnambool, or not all of it, but certainly a lot of it, bypassing Warrnambool, and it's going... Back to Portland, so
let's face it.
And being led by a bunch of anglers down there in a really good way as well. They haven't given up hope.
No, let's face it, but they are bypassing Warrnambool, you know,
because
it's if you've got $200,000 worth of car and rig boat, you're not going to put it in a ramp that you've got a very good chance of water swamping your whole system.
That's right. We drove from Warrnambool to Port Ferry on Sunday, and the number of trailer boats that passed us coming back from Portland was staggering.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a few years, as we know. So if we know this, why can't the minister see that?
Well, the minister totally understands the importance of recreational fishing, but this is a council matter. It's a local council issue, and that's where we need to focus our efforts. So and that's what we'll keep doing that. It has been a bit of a battle. There will be some improvements made, but they don't go far enough. And we're going to continue to work with the Boating Industry Association, work with the local game fishers there. And we don't want to drop the ball on this. We've got to keep focused, look at it as a long-term plan. We're tackling it in stages. And I'm confident that with the right council in place, we'll get the outcome we're after.
Good luck with it, mate.
Do you know, put you on the spot a bit here, but I just need to know this. We got our boat show coming up next week, as you know.
Yes.
The appropriate people for things like that, like the councils or the minister, are they going to attend?
Yes, they are. Stephen Potts, who's the CEO, and I know you know him very well, Charlie, he was down here this week talking to the young leaders about the importance of boating infrastructure and the work that the BIA do. And he mentioned that the ports minister will be there as a special guest. And that's a great opportunity to show the government MPs, the politicians, the size and the value of the boating industry and how access and infrastructure and boat ramps are all a vital part of that industry growing. So, Steve does a terrific job and he's managed to get the ports minister there. There'll be other MPs there as well, which is really good. And, it's going to be a great show. Last year's show was one of the best ones I've been to.
Yeah, 15 years, the people are going around saying, I tend to agree, it was the best one in 15 years. Mm. So what days will you be there, mate?
Well, we'll have a stand there for the whole period. I'm hoping to get there on the Friday and the Monday and the Saturday.
Cool.
Very good.
Cool. Yeah.
Need to spend a little bit of time with my kids. I haven't seen them all week.
Well, the Monday.
And
Monday.
My wife is also saying, can we go and do maybe a bit of fishing? So I said that's fine.
Mm.
But no, we're really looking forward to it, Charlie. It's, and you know, I know you guys are going to have a big presence there, so it'll be great.
Yeah, we definitely will have a big presence there. We've got obviously Savage Seas on the stand, but for the first time ever, we've got the Australian Seafood Show there, and they're there, you know, a couple of days, a couple of times a day, and actually cooking Dallas and cooking fresh seafood and giving it out to people for free.
So oh,
that's,
great!
Yeah, that's gonna you know people really love that, really love that. So we're looking forward to it. Yeah. You've got Con there; he's going to fill it them on the spot, and then he's going to hand it to the cook, which is Peter. Pete's going to cook it, and then we're going to hand it out to the crowd. So we've got King George whiting, we've got squid, we've got tuna, and we've got pinky snapper. So it's a good variety there.
I'll definitely stop by.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. 100%. And you know, like I said, first time ever done on the boat show. We had to really work hard to get it all done, as you can imagine, with permits, etc. Yep. But we managed to pull it off, and we're really looking forward to it.
Very good.
Right.
All right, mate. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go?
Oh, not at the moment. It's been a big week, and the young leaders that we're growing up here in Victoria that are going to come through the ranks and take on, you know, my role in the years ahead and sit on the VF board and the committees and do all the behind the scenes work that often gets unnoticed. It's been great. So, you know, we're all on a high at the moment.
Actually, I'm going to put you on the spot.
It's been a terrific week, and I just wanted to say again, thanks to you guys for supporting VR Fish, for giving us a time slot. This show's been really good, and you know, we look forward to keeping in touch.
Yeah. Hey, Dale, just a quick one, last one on the spot, mate. Have you got one of the young leaders there with you that we can have a quick chat to?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. They've been doing they've got some case studies to work on.
Yeah.
But they're still, you won't believe it, they're still actually tapping away on the keyboard, putting together their presentations for tomorrow morning. But what we can do is, well, you'll actually meet them because a lot of them have put their hands up to volunteer at the VR Fish stand.
Oh, okay. Perfect. How many did you say you got?
We had 5 in Victoria.
Yeah.
And 4 in New South Wales, a couple from Tassie and a couple from SA as well. And, yeah, but the 5 Victorians have all put their hands up to be on the VR Fish stand, which is just great.
Excellent. Well, mate, I'll tell you what we'll do.
They get free tickets to the boat show, and, yeah, they're already making a contribution, which is terrific.
I'll tell you what we'll do is that we will, and, you know, when we say we're going to do something, we do it, we will take the 5 of those kids all together out on Savage Seas, talk about them, we will film it, and we'll put it on national TV.
Oh, that's amazing, Charlie. They're
right, going to
be over the moon.
Yes, yeah, so we're at the boat show. Come up and have a chat. Bring the kids along and we'll work it out.
Yep. Oh, wow. I'm almost in tears. They're going to be over the moon when they hear that. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, mate. Well, all the best to you. We'll see you next week.
All the best. No, we won't see him next week.
No, we will see him next week at the boat show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dal, thank you very much for your contribution, mate, and keep up the good work with VR Fish.
Thanks very much, guys. Good on you,
mate.
All the best.
Take care. Right.
See you, mate. Bye.
There you go. Isn't it great to see the kids? Because, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what's said and what's done. Your future is so important to keep up, you know.
So I call you Saint Charlie now?
No.
Why?
I'm not a saint. Far from
Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't actually believe in Christmas. It's commercialized.
My God, Mitch, can you take us off to another break, mate?
We'll be back soon.
After all this. Go on, Chuck, take it off.
Gwayne, it's our last show, Gwayne. I'm so upset.
Gwayne-o.
How you going?
All right, yourself?
Yeah, very well.
Have you been on Facebook today?
Oh, this morning.
You saw my post?
Yeah, not to cry. You'll tell me when meeting.
It's quiet.
Do you know what it means?
No, I don't know. It's probably be hard for me to drive an interview. For a while.
It means that this is our last Bayside Adventure show, Gwayne.
Oh, what a shame.
This is it.
Is he laughing or?
And we had to talk to you because you have been an inaugural part of this show.
Yeah.
Your contribution has made this show what it has got to, and it wouldn't be the same without your contribution, and it wouldn't be the same for us on our last show if we didn't actually get a chance to talk to you.
Well, so. Thank you.
It's now, sad. Now, I just want to ask him, you're not going to go on drugs now, are you, mate?
No. I'm coming off it.
Now, Gwayne-o, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here, mate.
Yep.
the most memorable show we did, mate? What was the most fun experience you've had with us in the last 18 months? Go on, I'm putting you on the spot. Let's see how good you are.
Oh, there's been a few.
Yep.
The drone one was pretty funny.
That's number one.
That's number one. I had another drone episode, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
We got time for this?
Yeah. Classic.
It's so sad.
Classic, mate.
Well, I reckon the boat show is probably the best one we did.
Yeah, that's all right.
Wasn't it, when he was driving off the bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right.
He's just getting a ride with the bike.
Yeah, he's taking off on that electric bike. Fantastic.
Had a good vibe to it. Good show.
Yeah. Exactly. We've had a lot of good fun, Guaino. A lot of good fun, mate. And thanks for always being there for us, being available and coming in and you know, giving us your time. Because as I said, mate, you're I rate you as a human being. I rate you as a fisherman. You know what I mean? And you've done us proud, man. Good on you. Thank you very much. So
absolutely,
pleasure. It was good fun.
Now that we got all that out of the way, what's been going on?
Oh. Well, I went to to Apollo Bay on the weekend.
Yeah.
Came home to Tail between the weeks.
Yeah.
It was a really tough weekend. There was actually one fish caught out of about 25 boats.
Jeez.
We headed out wide, went right out to the southern edge of Big Reef, came back in, fished Little Reef. We got back, and as we come back to the raft, 1 kilometre out the front of the ramp in 33 metres of water, there's a boat hooked up.
Oh, wow.
You got 124 kilos.
Oh, wow.
It was the smallest boat in the fleet.
Yeah.
And he made us all look like numbskulls.
Wow.
That's the way it goes.
Incredible.
And there was some amazing fishermen down there. Nick was down there, we spoke to the week before. Mossy was there, Richie Abella. There's some pretty good tuna fishermen down there for the weekend. And,
jeez.
Yeah.
So why?
The show sometimes when the birds are bombing out the front of the boat ramp, put your lures in.
Mm.
So what was it? Was the water was cold or what's happened?
The bait had moved. It moved further north. And the fish had obviously just moved with it. But a lot of times, it happens in quite a few areas, like Portland's renowned for it as well. You get out of the harbour and you start seeing action. But most people drive past it knowing just schools of salmon or cuda and stuff like that, but this particular day the tuna were there as well. So.
Mm.
And it was a lot of cuda. They were like around about 25, 30 centimetres long. The tuna were just gorging themselves on them.
Yeah, oh, very well. Good. Oh. And what about locally, mate? What's going on here? What are you
the
hearing?
The Napa front's really starting to kick up in Western Port.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be another good winter fishery.
Yep.
There's a few young blokes. They've got probably a bit more stamina than me nowadays. They've been going out midweek,
yeah,
and fishing to sort of midnight. They get fish to 6 kilos regularly.
Yeah, that's
the odd
good.
Bigger fish. I see a fish come in. It was Tuesday night. It was around about 10 kilos. So
wow,
there are some good fish around in Western Port. Whiting have moved in Port Phillip. Have moved to that western side of the island. They're starting to make their way towards St. Leonard's. There'll be that great winter fishery at St. Leonard's, Bond Bay.
Yeah.
And there's some good squid coming in from that area as well. So.
Any word on the whiting in Western Port, mate?
It's starting to slow up. So you'll find that Coronet Bay and Coronella will go very well on Dickies Bay.
Yeah.
And then obviously, if you can get the right weather to get down to Cat Bay and West Head, there'll be good catches there. But the North Arm is starting to slowly slow up now.
Yeah, right.
So what's the temp in a North Arm, mate?
I think about 13 and a half.
Yeah, well, so it's cold.
Port Phillip's slightly warmer.
Yeah. Port Phillip holds its temperature a bit longer.
Yeah.
But then takes a lot longer to warm up later on. So. Mm.
Yep.
There you go.
All right, and squid?
Squid, there's good squid in Western Port, big squid, sort of that Tyab Bank and Quail Bank areas. But Port Phillip's holding good numbers, and Aaron said he's been getting his bag pretty easily at Clifton Springs and St. Leonard. So
yeah.
But the size is just those average Port Phillip size, where there has been quite a few bigger squid get around that Lonsdale bite, stuff like that as well.
Mm.
So
Very good.
Yeah, going well.
The whiting in Port Phillip Bay, are they still going?
Yeah. They just moved to the western side of the island, more into Lowlier Channel, and starting to push towards St. Leonard's. Yeah. You find that they'll just, because that wind's now predominantly westerly, those fish will go into those sheltered waters and be off St. Leonard's pretty much all the way down to Queenscliff.
Yeah.
Weather continues to be really bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a proper winter, Charlie.
Last year we
got a fake one.
But I think it's more than that, Dwayne. I was hearing it's a Nino, which is
the tail end of the Nino effect. So we'll just get a bit of a rougher winter, and hopefully it'll clear itself up for summer again.
I hope so, mate. It's been terrible down at Rye. Really terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it'll slowly swing out of that northwest wind and start to go a bit more westly, so you'll be able to get, once you get out of the ramp, you'll be able to shoot across the other side of the bay for sheltered waters. But
it's just too deadly at the moment. You know, you just get your boat smashed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not good.
That's the beautiful thing about Western Port, mate. You've got a boat ramp all the way around the whole bay.
I know, but you know, the old story, mate, you like to catch fish from your own door, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Well, apparently the guys in the city have been doing that.
Yeah.
Straight out the back door.
Yeah.
I think we've been lucky with that. We dodged the edge of that. It just ran down the East Australian Current down to Tassie.
Terrible.
They've really copped it bad. So hopefully the insurance backs them.
Yeah. Well, the last I heard, it's not the case at all. A lot of them are saying that they're not going to get insured.
Yeah. Well, when we got those major floods in 2010, was it 2011? A lot of insurance policies changed, so it will be very interesting to see.
It's funny you talk about insurances, mate, because that's what my daughter does for work, and she's telling me the adjustments that the insurance companies are making nowadays. Crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you've got to check your fine print all the time.
All right, mate. Anyway, we've got to go because we've got a couple of last people to talk to before we go. Thanks for all your support and help.
Always,
mate, are you going to Butcher?
I'll probably go. I haven't been asked to go by anyone, so I'll probably just wander in for a day or so.
Gwayne, do you want to come with me?
There you go.
What are you doing?
I'm just going in to visit, mate. I'll
do that. I'll come up with you for the day.
I'm not doing anything.
He's coming on my stand, and he's going to go see Theo. He's just going to be a bitch. Yep.
Unfortunately, I'm not a Bayside man anymore, so I don't have to work the stand over the boat show. So.
All right, well, you give me a ring in the next day or two and
film me.
Cool. Will do, bud.
All right, thank you.
Right.
Good on you. Thanks,
I'll see
mate.
You up there, Charlie.
Thanks for your support, buddy. Good on you. All the best.
No worries. Thank
see
you.
See you, mate.
Cheers.
Bye.
There you go, Gwayne.
Yeah, now, there's Black. A guy that's given us his time and made our show a lot better for being on
it. It's all about support.
Yeah,
it's
mate.
All
about support, and that's what this has been all about. Community radio is people that want to help us.
Let people realise we don't actually get paid.
No, we don't. Absolutely not. It's time
that
we take out.
We like it.
Yep.
Anyway, you need to get Tommy on the line.
Yep.
And we got to finish off with Tommy because he's been another supporter that supported
the
show.
He's blown away. He just sent me a message before.
Didn't know?
No, he didn't know. Yeah. Because I'm such a main player in a big business, I've got to keep it confidential.
You've got to do the right thing.
Absolutely. I've always lived my life like that, Charlie. I've always tried to do the right thing, and I'll continue to do the right thing, and it's always got me places, you know. And you know who I haven't thanked in all of this that I really need to thank? It's my beautiful family, you know, especially my beautiful wife, who's always been there for me. She's always supported me, mate. We've been through some rough times, you know. You look at me now and you see success, you know. And that's what a lot of people see. But, hey, mate, I've had the tough times, and you know my most staunch supporter has always been my beautiful wife, who's been there by my side.
It's awesome,
and carried me through the tough times.
Nothing
so
better,
I
mate.
Thank her from the bottom
Nothing
of my heart.
Nothing better than a good woman next year.
Tommy boy.
Yes, how are you guys?
Yeah,
good, mate.
Good,
how are you?
Mate, good.
So there's a lot of questions being asked, Dean, and I just want to know, are you coming to work at the fish shop?
I am, mate. Yeah,
He's been watching the filleting, particularly the King George Whiting.
Yeah.
He's been watching you, and he reckons he goes to me, Charlie, I can knock off Tom. I can do it bigger, you know. So,
the gumboots and the apron are waiting, mate.
Hey, Tommy, you know he's full of shies, don't you?
Now, Tommy, obviously, you know, this is our last show, but we just want to say, so much thanks, so many thanks rather, because you have been on a fair bit and given us a lot of information for our listeners in regard to species and the politics of stuff. You actually came in here one day and we talked about all the politics regarding the netting and all that, and you were really switched on about that. Your father, obviously, your brother's been in the industry for a long time. So on behalf of Dean and myself, thank you so much. But it's not the end for us, mate. We'll be seeing you around still.
Yeah, mate.
We've got TV shows that we want you to be part of.
Yep.
And hopefully you can do that.
Tommy, you probably don't know this, mate, but the show that you came on and you spoke and you sat in the studio with us was one of our highest rating shows. So, mate, thank you for making it what it was. You know, apparently we had a really strong listenership on that day, and a lot of people commented and commended you on what you said and the way you spoke. So you are a fantastic human being, mate. Fantastic human being.
Well, crowds.
That's great to hear, guys. But it comes back to you two as well. Thanks for giving us the platform to get our side of things across too. There's nothing better than when you can be a bit impartial and actually have both sides on, and that's what really makes a good show, and that's why you guys have done so well.
It's been great, mate, and you have been one of our originals. You've been on virtually every show that we've done, always been prepared to take our calls and always given us your time as well, mate. So
even when he was overseas in Thailand.
Yeah, didn't talk to us when he was in Thailand.
I don't remember that one.
You were at a wedding, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was.
We were concerned that day because there was a bombing.
Oh, that's remember? Right, yeah.
And we thought, hello.
No, he's. I actually got something like that.
Anyway, to start off with, what's been happening in reports? Have you heard anything?
Not a great deal. Not a great deal in the bay, not over the last week with this weather that we've been having anyway. Certainly put a dampener on things a bit again. I do know of one guy. Let's just say he gives it a crack flat out, rain, hail or shine.
Yeah.
Mornington's his stomping ground, and he just always seems to pick up a red or two.
Yeah.
But he does work hard for him. But the reports that he's given me have just been in that same area out from Mount Martha Point there in 19 and a half. There's always a couple of reds out there for anyone that wants to put in the yards, I think.
Yeah, it's good ground
so
there, man.
Is that like, good ground. You know, the traditional thing, first light, fresh bait, all that sort of stuff, or he's just going out there?
You know where he's going, that mark that we went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, same spot. Yeah,
but is that, like, when's he getting them?
He'll go mornings, he'll go afternoons, he'll just pick the break in the weather and try and fish a tide, an hour either side.
It's time, mate. It's time on the water. That's what's doing
Very good.
It,
so. We'll have to give it a crack.
Yeah.
Get you out there, actually. That's not a good idea.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about it for long enough.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it now.
I think we should.
Okay, so no reports about anything else as far as in the bay. Obviously, now we can't talk about it because you can't go commercially fishing for them anyway.
Well, there's a couple of guys that have held on to their license, I've found out, for at least the next few years anyway.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, they're working hard, but they're... Look, I'll tell you one thing, they're getting good money for their fish now. So.
Yeah, they would, and good on them.
Yep.
But the thing is, Tommy, when they do finish, it's what, 20? Is it 2020?
I think 2023 they've given us the actual
When they do finish, though, they're virtually going to get nothing for all their licence, aren't they?
That's right. So every year, I believe it, that the buyout figure drops by X percentage until it basically comes to next to nothing. So.
Unless somebody changes the rule.
Yeah, they will. Right. The thing is, though, you've got to remember with these guys, it's the money's important. Of course it is, but it's the way of life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that have stuck with it. The guys that have sort of said, well, look, in 5 years, we might be ready to retire anyway.
Good on them.
Give it a crack.
It'd be like, imagine someone walking up to you and saying, you'll never fish again.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to do it.
You just couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. All right, so in the shop, mate, what do you got for sale?
In the shop? Well, we've got some nice fish from the southeast trawl areas. The orange ruffy season is about to kick off again. So beautiful ruffy fillets should be available, not just from us, but from any of the local Melbourne shops over the next sort of 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Where do they come from, mate?
So they're right down south off the... I believe right down on the southeast of Tasmania, down on the Cascades there, and they're fishing in anything from, I think, 600 metres to 1.2k of water. So
Ooh, wow.
It's deep water, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it's a beautiful table fish. You know, beautiful white presentation, lovely mild flavour, perfect for the whole family. No bones, kids love it. The wife loves it. Dad loves it. Everyone loves it. Beautiful.
It's fair to say that the cold water species of fish is the way to go, isn't it?
Look, I think it is. It just they just seem to hold up so well, and flavour wise, they're just they seem. Look, I might be biased, but I think we've got a beautiful flavour of fish down here in the southern part of Australia compared to up north.
Right. Yeah, I reckon you're right.
They talk about coral trout and mackerel and all that, but I tend to agree. I reckon that our cold water species is just as good, if not better.
Yep. I'd agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Sensational.
All right, so any oysters or prawns or anything like that?
Yep, South Aussie oysters still coming through. They're absolutely sensational still. These colder months are just the ideal time for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice and plump, full of flavour.
Now, mate, we've got to go. I'm sorry, because we're running out of time. Are you coming to the boat show?
I'll be there. I'll come up and pay you a visit. Okay. Sure.
What day are you coming in? You don't know yet?
Probably on the Sunday.
Well, come right up, and we'll be up at the stage there.
Fantastic.
Come right up, and you can actually have a good look at the boat, because you haven't seen it properly.
No, I haven't yet. I'll be there for sure. And wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thank you very much for your support, Dean.
Yeah, mate. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. You continue to support us and do everything. And this is not goodbye, mate. This is just see you later. So we still got a lot of things going. I may not have to come to Frankston anymore. But I'll certainly be coming to Carrum Downs on a regular basis. So we will stay in touch, my friend. Thank you very, very much for everything you've done.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thank you again.
All right, buddy.
Talk soon.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
There we go. Tommy boy.
Another good bloke, now, mate. Another good bloke.
Jesus, whistling through. Mm. We need to get Jay. Have you got Jay's number?
Yeah.
There we go.
This is the last break minutes, for mate. The last show.
We've got a pizza or something.
Here we go. Yeah, I've got a pizza oven, mate. You have to come over and try me pizza oven.
Yeah, we got the furnace. He's actually got some guests coming over.
The pizza furnace?
I reckon he's got a couple of women coming over.
I'm impressed you stay at the best last. That's nice.
Yeah,
we now, do, mate. We do. You're one of the originals that's hung around too.
I didn't have a chance, and I apologise, to ring you today to tell you that this is our last show. I know it snuck up.
Oh, you're a muppet, mate. You're a muppet.
Sorry, bud. Yeah, so Dean and I are moving on to other things, and I'll fill you in or see you. But
all right.
we want to say thank you so much for your support over the 18 months or whatever it's been. In particular, the real estate stuff, mate. People really love that, don't they, Dean?
They do, mate. They do. Yeah. I love it too.
Always good to have a bit of local info down here, and as you know, the market is just getting better and better. And well, mate, with winter coming on, it's not changing.
Well, mate, let's kick off with that, real estate. So what's the go?
Oh, as I said, mate, traditionally, last 10 years I've been down here, July, August has been my best month of sale.
Mm.
Or within my... the top 4 months of sales, those 2 months have been my top 4 months for the year. So don't expect things to change. New financial year always sparks things off again. Mm. Top listing of the week for me would be 11 Kevin Street in Tuggeranong.
Yeah.
We're talking about 300 metres to the beach here.
Wow.
So pretty much walk out the front door, look down the street, and you're going to see the water.
Yeah.
Look, classic example of an old shack that needs some love and renovation, but something you never have fear of overcapitalising on. Fantastic location, 981 square block of land, so nearly quarter of an acre of land, dead flat.
Beautiful. Easy to develop. What kind of money, mate? Price range?
Look, going to auction this one in probably the second week of July, and we're looking somewhere in the low to mid-fives at this stage.
Okay, that's good. It's good price.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Good Pretty time. Much land value. Look, as I said, shack of a house, but something, you know, it's actually currently tenanted, so you can make a return on it in the interim.
Yeah.
Or renovate, or, you know, bowl it over in years to come and start again.
Very good, very good.
Anything else?
Well, mate, you know, that's the one I'm really pumping at the moment, I can tell you.
Did you sell
a few other
one?
Things in the pipeline, but we're not going to hear about them.
Did you sell that other one?
No, I had a lot of interest on that one, mate. Expecting that probably to go in the next week or two.
Yeah, just been too busy, mate, with everything that's going on in my life to add a purchase of a property at the moment. So I'll have to put that on hold. But you'll definitely be hearing from me in the next 6 months, I'd say, mate. Because I'm
No worries, Dean. The sooner you can get in, the better. Down here, in my opinion.
Yep.
Mm. Very good. Now I know you've got guests coming for dinner, so we're not going to hold you up. What are you cooking, by the way?
Well, mate, wait, what do you think I'm cooking?
Crayfish.
No.
Tuna.
Oh, I wish I was. No, a bit of tuna and a bit of gummy shark doing some
Of course. Gummy shark we caught.
Yeah.
I thought you were eating that by now.
What are you doing? Gummy shark, you know, gummy shark nuggets.
We caught.
Yeah. Oh, panko breadcrumb gummy shark nuggets. Mate, to die for. They're awesome.
Very good. Got to give that a
try. Isn't it amazing? Like, I take the guy out of my boat, he catches it using my rod and my bait, and I don't get
it. No, I caught it using my rod.
You sure?
Yes. Yes. Remember, it was on the Eagie rod, mate.
Yeah, I do, mate.
What's wrong with that, Joe? I can't see a problem with that,
I've actually edited the whole thing, and it's going to go on air soon, so that there, just an eight-minute little segment, nice little segment. It was a great day, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was, mate. To get out in the ocean on those conditions, always a good day.
Yeah. Any other reports regarding fish in the bay, or it's just been too windy too?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter if you get out there. The squid are just squadrons. Mm-hmm. They're just flying through the bay at the moment. There's so many out there. Whiting's still going good up on the Pinnace.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of picking and choosing these days and the windows to try to get out.
Yeah. I think the weekend's not bad, actually. Sunday, Monday looks all right.
Yeah, maybe we should get you to give us the surf report. What's the surf like at morning?
Well, I tell you, I was down the back beach yesterday, and it was pumping. There was some solid 3 to 5 foot sets coming through.
Yeah.
I was just off 16 looking down towards Tortoise Head and what do they call it, Super Tubes.
Yeah.
Even Sunsets was starting to get a good lump out there.
Yeah.
But looking further down towards the east, off Hayfields and Avon and that, did I tell you what, there would have been some good waves out there yesterday.
Deadly spot. There's areas there, well, on the right-hand side, there's an actual shipwreck. It's broken up, and you can actually stand up in the water.
Yeah, well, that's where the best surf is, mate, where it dredges dry.
Yeah, so, yeah, cool, mate.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, we've got to rock and roll because it's getting close to the time. Again, thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, mate, been a pleasure, Jake. Good on you, man. You've been
an absolute
star.
You need to come and get your shirt and hat.
I'll do that tomorrow, mate.
And then, of course, next week you'll be at the boat show. Did you say you're coming both days?
I'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
There you go. And, so if you want to see
mate,
the first.
I've got another, I'm actually going to give you a quick plug here. I've actually got another weekend getaway we're going to give away at the boat show too. So come down, catch up with me and Charlie there. All you got to do is fill in your name, number, and an email address, and you go in the draw to win a weekend getaway down in the Mornings Peninsula in one of our fantastic holiday homes.
Yeah, beautiful. That's good. There you go. The thing is there that Jay actually stays with you.
If you're lucky enough, mate, that's an extra addition cost there.
As long as he cooks those gummy fish nuggets.
By the way, you sent me a text. Comes included. You sent me a text today of this lovely little pup. What's the go?
A sausage dog, just one of the guys from work had to bring his pup into work today. But yeah, a little 10-week-old.
Absolutely beautiful.
Long-haired sausage dog, multicolour. Very unusual dog.
He's munching onto a stick there.
Yeah, no, size of an
Ugg
boot, basically.
Very good.
All right, my friend, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jay, all the best.
Guys, thanks
pal.
See you later.
Good on you. See you.
All the best, guys. Take care.
Well, that's it. We're going to wind down.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to ask you, which show do you reckon was your favourite show?
I have to say the boat show. The boat show was a buzz, wasn't it? We got up early and there was a lot of people there. We had a full panel there.
Yep.
And Helen was there, my wife. Potsy was there. And there was something about it.
Yeah.
It was just great.
It was a fantastic show. But, hey, you know which one was my favourite show?
Tell me.
The one where we had the guy, I can't remember his name, he came in here.
Mm-hmm.
Told us about the guy who he revived, his mate.
Oh, Bob Manning.
Bob Manning. That was my favourite show.
Yeah.
Never forget that show.
It was actually a fantastic show.
Forget it.
The hairs on the back of your neck really pricked up, didn't they?
Absolutely. Revived his mate. His mate was dead for how many minutes? 10 minutes?
Something like that,
yeah.
Yep. Shallow water blackout. We're talking about shallow. Yep. That's when you actually black out, but on the bottom of the seafloor.
Yeah.
So you can just imagine swimming along, looking down, you see your mate.
There he is.
On the sea floor. You don't know how long he's been there.
Nope.
What's the go? He was dead.
He was dead. 10 minutes, mate. I will never, ever forget that for as long as I live. That
was amazing.
A very, very intense, emotional show, that one there.
It was, mate.
So
that's it.
It is.
We're getting the wind down.
We are getting the wind down.
We've got to say thanks to Mitch.
Mitch has been sensational,
thank you, guys. It's
mate.
Been a pleasure. It's been,
you've been
great
a star.
Memories. No, thank you.
Normally, we take it out with another Potbelly song, but no, today we thought it's appropriate.
Just keep watching. Let Alice just Cooper. Keep watching Savage Seas and River to Reef.
Yep.
You'll see us on there. And goodbye for now.
Goodbye. And as Alice Cooper says, school's out.
Yeah.